Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space to slow down, breathe, and realign our teacher hearts with the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us into our classrooms. And like I always say, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about on Sundays. It's something you live out Mondays through Friday right there with your students. Before we jump into today's story, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space for Christian educators, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to pause, reflect, and reconnect with the faith that grounds our calling. Teaching is busy work, important work, but it's also heart work. On Sundays, this space exists to slow us down long enough to remember why we do what we do and who we're doing it with. Jesus doesn't just meet us in the classroom. He meets us in the quiet too. Before we dive into today's reflection, I want to pause and share three things that I'm thankful for this week, grounding myself in gratitude. And so three things that I'm thankful for, not just this week, three things I'm specifically thankful for today. First thing that I'm thankful for is my elderly dad and how much he cares for my brother. My brother is disabled, and my dad works with him and brings him back to our childhood home when he's able to, multiple times a week, really. It's hard for my dad, but he still does it. And I'm thankful for the time they get to spend together. That relationship and that shared time means a lot to me. Second thing that I'm thankful for is for my Denver Broncos. Win or lose, they are my team. And I love the loyalty, the fun, and even the frustration sometimes. And that's my team, whether they win or lose, particularly today. Third thing I'm thankful for is for late starts and early dismissals when they're truly about keeping kids safe. When schools make those calls with care and wisdom, it matters because safety first. All right, let's jump into today's story. Today's episode is called Mary and Martha, Presence Over Pressure. Let's jump right in. Our story comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, it's a short passage, but it carries a powerful lesson. So Jesus comes to the home of two sisters, Mary and Martha. Martha is busy. She's working hard. She's doing all the right things. She's cooking. She's hosting. She's preparing. Mary, on the other hand, is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening. Martha, she becomes frustrated with this. She feels overwhelmed. She feels unseen. She feels like she's carrying the weight alone. So she goes to Jesus and says essentially, Lord, do you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. And Jesus responds gently but clearly, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So Jesus, he doesn't shame Martha. He doesn't dismiss her work, but he does redirect her heart. I want to reflect on this now for educators. See, teachers live in Martha mode, don't they? Right? All the time. Think about it. Lesson plans, emails, meetings, grading, data, behavior plans, schedules. Woo. Now, none of it is unimportant, but this story, it surfaces a hard truth. You can be doing good work and still be caring too much. Martha wasn't wrong. She was overwhelmed. And Jesus didn't tell her to stop caring. He invited her to stop carrying everything alone. Mary chose presence. Martha chose pressure. And Jesus gently reminded us that busyness can quietly steal our peace. Teachers don't usually stop because everything is done. We stop when we intentionally choose to. Ooh, that hits home. That just so hits home. Because I've been there and I've done that. And I've had to check myself. So here's some practical classroom connections, y'all, that we have to make sure that we're being aware of. Here's how the Mary and Martha, here's how Mary and Martha shows up in real teaching life, y'all. Presence over perfection. Your calm, it matters more than flawless execution. You don't have to be the perfect educator teaching the perfect lesson plan. So remember, presence over perfection. The next thing is students before system. Sometimes connection matters more than the content. It does. Connection over content matters more. Next thing is that notice your Martha moments. When frustration arises, it's often a signal, not a failure. And choose stillness intentionally. Even a minute of quiet, it can reset your heart. And then invite Jesus into the busyness. I'll say that again. Invite Jesus into the busyness. You don't have to escape to work, or you don't have to escape the work to escape or to experience peace. I'm going to say that. I'm going to try to reword that in a way that I'm trying to what I'm trying to convey. By inviting Jesus into the busyness, you're not escaping the work to experiencing peace. So inviting Jesus into the busyness, that can help bring some peace into the busyness. That's what I'm trying to convey to y'all. See, burnout doesn't come from caring too much. It comes from never setting the load down. Sometimes we have to set the load down, and by inviting Jesus in, it can sometimes help us with that, to calm the busyness. As I do a reflective closing here, Jesus didn't tell Martha she was wrong for working hard. He didn't tell her that. He reminded her she didn't need to be consumed by it. And teachers, my fellow funky teachers out there, you are allowed to pause. You are allowed to breathe. You are allowed to choose presence. The work will always be there. Peace has to be chosen. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me recognize when I'm operating out of pressure instead of presence. Teach me to slow down long enough to listen to you and to the people you've placed in front of me. When my heart feels anxious, give me peace. When my mind feels crowded, give me clarity and help me choose what matters the most. In your name, do this for, put this in the heart of all of the funky teachers out there who carry a heavy load, and remind them about the importance of presence, God. In your name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I hope you found value in this episode. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.